We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
High winds, hurricanes, tropical storms, PGT WindGuard windows and doors are built strong to keep your loved ones protected when harsh weather strikes. And right now, you can save with PGT's limited-time rebate offer. From now until July 19th, 2019, get $30 back on windows and $100 back on doors when you purchase five or more. Don't miss your chance to save big on impact-resistant windows. Visit pgtwindows.com/protectingfamily to get started.
Check out WQAM at radio.com. Make us your favorite station because you're our favorite listener.
From the Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall WQAM Traffic Center. Sponsored by Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Your new and certified pre-owned supercenter.
Good morning in Miami. Southbound Palmetto at the Don Shula. Two left lanes are blocked by a collision that's causing major backups in the area. And there's traffic delays eastbound on the Dolphin from Northwest 107th Avenue till just before 95. Also in Broward, southbound 95 after Commercial Boulevard, the right shoulder is blocked by a broken down car. Sponsored by Accountemps, don't let summer vacations slow down your important accounting and finance projects. Whether you need help for a day, week, or month, Accountemps provides highly skilled temporary professionals with the skills you need right when you need them most. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Vanessa, and weekday afternoons beginning at 2 with Hawk and Crowder on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
All right, guys, obviously the NBA free agency stuff is starting to heat up now. We have a lot of Stephen A. Smith stuff, and we'll start it off with this here. He was talking yesterday on First Take about Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
And he seems to be pretty certain of where Kyrie's going to end up. Let's listen in.
Over the last several hours, I have learned that Kyrie Irving has given every indication to the Brooklyn Nets that that is where he wants to go, not the New York Knicks. As a result of Kyrie Irving, if indeed, because I don't know, I have not spoken to Kyrie Irving, have not spoken to Kevin Durant. Let me be very, very clear. Haven't spoken to Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris. I'm working. I haven't spoken to them. Understand something. It's very, very important. I need everybody to understand, because y'all all basketball fans. Understand how the dominoes fall. Kyrie Irving, if indeed it is true, and we don't know that because we still got 30 days. If he decides to go to Brooklyn, KD ain't interested in going to Brooklyn. And as a result, the belief is that KD will either go to New York without him, convince him to come to New York, or settle for somebody like a Kemba Walker, or KD may decide to stay in Golden State. Whether or not he decides to go to Golden State, the belief is it's contingent on whether or not Golden State wins. If they win the finals, he leaves. If they lose, he stays.
That guy just put out 90 different scenarios. I could do that also.
At least we didn't hear the other idiot say anything that was going to be stupid about Steph Curry can't shoot or something.
You should have played the rest of that clip. Max said he's going to sign with Sacramento or he's going to go overseas, Kevin Durant.
It was.
He has been right on a lot of these, though, Stephen A. Like, he is pretty locked in.
Well, he just threw out
stuff.
Nine scenarios. He's either going to Brooklyn or going to New York, or he's bringing Kemba, or he's going to cut. Like, I could have done that.
What would Knicks fans do at that point, though?
If they all sign
Nets
in Brooklyn?
Are the ones
who
end up cleaning up here. That would be funny.
That'd be a punch in the gut.
Oh, in the gut.
I think that's a knockout punch, actually.
That's like a bunch of guys going to Clippers and blowing off LeBron with the Lakers.
Correct.
It's worse.
Knicks have had a lot of gut punches over the last few
years. If you're talking about the two big winners in free agency in about a month and change from now, and it's the Clippers and the Nets and not the Knicks and the Lakers?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
So much for tradition and value and all the other things in the two top markets. And it used to be, remember we used to talk about advertising opportunities
for
stars.
LA and New York.
They're going, I don't need that anymore. I can get paid. LeBron made more money than any of us in Cleveland. We don't need that. So that means
you're signing for $200 million, you're not worried about advertising dollars so much.
Man, I saw with Kawhi. I don't know. I go back to this. If you're happy and you're winning and you like the guys around you, seeing what Kawhi gets for that extra year to stay where he is compared to go somewhere else, make that all by the age of 32, another $191 million. Yeah. Hello, Toronto. I'm Kawhi Leonard. I'm your star player. What else you have for us?
All right, we go to Texas here for this story. This is a little bit of a gross one here. A Texas high school ref has been a football referee, has been suspended for the entire 2019 season. His name is Mike Atkinson for being recorded multiple times here using the N-word.
Like using the N-word, like out and about, just at sporting events? Or
so there's recordings of it.
Jeez.
And we're not going to play them. You do the math here and figure it out yourself. But the excuse that this guy uses is one of the most pathetic excuses. He goes on to say, I thought these were private conversations between friends. I promise you with my life, using the N-word by me is true, but I will promise you with my life, my wife's life, my kid's life, and everything I do, that the person who taped me also used that word.
What does that matters.
Yeah, that does.
He says, we were back and forth. I understand what it sounds like, but I was baited into it.
Mm. Yeah, you should just shut up and go away at that
Maybe
point.
Maybe look at the quotes. He obviously wasn't.
Yeah, don't try to justify it.
You can't justify that.
No, just in case the hole wasn't deep enough, guys.
Yeah.
He goes on to say,
gosh.
It continues, I'm a jokester. I like to listen to things. I watch black entertainment television all the time because I think it's hilarious. I may have picked up something. I don't know.
Yeah.
The race
really?
Bug.
You picked up the race bug. How is it?
Good God.
That's bad. He's done.
He blamed BET.
Yeah, that's it.
Or I don't know if he used that as his out. Maybe it's like I'm cool, like I watch BET. So
yeah, like
cool.
I wouldn't use that word in a bad way. Yeah,
I
watch
BET. I have a
black
friend, so I mean, I watch BET.
That's my favorite.
It's all good, right?
When the racist guy gets called out and he's like, hey, listen, I've got four black friends.
Yeah.
Like you count your friends, huh?
Right.
We have too many of these losers running around these days.
Right?
Good. All right, what else we got here today? That's bad.
All right, we go to the Browns next, and a guy from down here, Duke Johnson, is looking for a trade. A little busy there in Cleveland. So Duke is looking for a trade. Now, Freddie Kitchens was asked about this yesterday, and he had some interesting comments here on Duke Johnson's trade request.
Listen, we don't care about all that. You know, Duke has to be able to voice what he feels, all right? And as long as it doesn't affect our team, whatever he wants to say, he says. But, you know, like I've said this numerous times, no disrespect to you guys, but the media creating something more than it just was just a comment. He wants to be traded, you know. I want to win the lottery. All right, so it doesn't matter. He's a Cleveland Brown. He's under contract. He's going to be used to the best of his ability and what benefits the team. And that's what we're going with. As far as the media-driven controversies, there's no controversy on our team, and that's the only ones that matter.
Huh.
I want to win the lottery also.
Brand new situation. First-time head coach finding out one of his players wants to be traded.
You always blame the media.
Yep.
Always easy. Go back.
It's a media-driven controversy.
Yeah, it's easy.
If anybody on any team that's a good player in any sport says they want to be traded, it's going to be a big story, especially in that town or city. It is going to be a huge story. I want to be traded. I don't think I fit in. I don't like what my role is, especially when you guys get another guy back in 8 weeks into the season.
You know what the best part of this thing with the Browns is? I think Zach told you, too, that there is potential for that thing to go nuclear here this year and just completely melt down.
Sure. They lose.
It's maybe starting here.
You're either with us or you're against us. Did you hear that yesterday?
Basically, Baker said that, yeah.
Well, there's too many mouths to feed over there right now. Like, I understand why Duke wants out.
Yeah, I don't think he's real excited. Around. He's looking down and he's going, ooh, my role, and especially in the second half of the season, doesn't look real good. There's only one football. I could be getting, if we go to dinner, I could be getting scraps here. It's not good.
Scraps would be nice. That team.
All right, and then one more thing here. Do you you recall the story? I think it was yesterday. We had the high school principal who left the field trip to go to the strip club and got arrested. So we had another high school-related arrest here. This time, it's a DJ who was arrested at a Kentucky high school's project graduation. He was arrested after authorities say he was drunk at the event.
Ooh, that's not good.
Man, you're going to DJ a high school
Deputies say the guy admitted to law enforcement he was drinking vodka during the event, and they found it in a sports drink bottle. So presumably he was drinking vodka and Gatorade.
Not my favorite mix.
There. And he also had the weed pen with him as well.
Yeah, well, you might as well.
The high school project graduation event.
I mean, if you're going to be drinking Gatorade and vodka, you might as well have the pen also.
We get some amazing stories on dumbasses out there that do some really, really stupid stuff.
I mean, did he think he's not going to get caught stinking like booze?
I just like the Gatorade and vodka thing. That's by the way, smart.
Tell me that vodka isn't one of the first things you can smell on a guy.
Of course, it's like rubbing alcohol. Of course you smell that.
So I told you guys my story, and the guy might be listening right now. So had a guy in my neighborhood, and he passes out and hits a tree or whatever. He said he was reaching down to get his keys or whatever happened.
Yeah, because
so anyway, I ended up getting tied up in court for a long time. It was a real pain in the butt. I literally was home between shows. So a guy hits a tree across the street, and I look out my window in my office. I'm home between shows at NBC a couple years ago. So I go running out. I think I'm okay legally to talk about this because I think everything got settled. I had to go to court a few times, and it got ugly. Now the guy doesn't talk to me. His wife hates me and the whole deal. So in my neighborhood. Couldn't make all this up, by the way, for anybody who lives in the neighborhood.
Fantastic situation.
So anyway, I look out, and I see this guy has hit this tree across the street square about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. So I go running out, right? Yukon. Big Yukon. And he squares off. So I go running outside. And, music and everything. I go running over. And I go, hey, man, are you okay? And he was kind of stunned still. And the smell.
Right away.
Heard the smell. So first thing I do is he's okay. He's not getting out, but I can see he's okay. So I call. Called the police, said, hey, man, this guy, can we, he needs some help out here.
He just hit a tree.
He hit a tree. Nobody asked me at that point, you know, is he drinking? They just, is he okay? I go, I think he's okay, but he hit this tree, but he may need some help. So, they get out there. Here come the Davie police. They come flying out, the ambulances. And I mean, we got one of the biggest show we've ever had in that little development. So they come out, and he gets out. And I go back and check on him while I'm waiting, and make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
He still hadn't gotten
out.
He's just sitting there. Now, I didn't know the guy. I don't know a lot of neighbors. He's in the back of this place, and I didn't know him. But anyway, I said, and so we go through this whole thing. And, it's a powerful smell.
Yeah, it is.
Because later, the attorney, when I had to go to court now, because they're fighting it now, right? He just had his head down. He wasn't doing this or that.
Mm.
And I said, listen, man, I told his attorney. Now, they're nailing me, too. Like, I'm showing up because I have to be at this thing. And now I got this guy, his attorney, just like, well, Mr. Rose, so do you know smells of stuff? And I go, look, I may not know a lot, but I know liquor. And I know vodka. I smelled a lot of vodka.
Mm.
And
he got a tree.
Well, it's not. And so I ended up getting in the middle of this thing, went on for months. I had to leave work. I had to miss a morning of work to go to this thing because, you're fighting a DWI, DUI, whatever it is.
Yeah, of course.
Everything else. But, yeah, and of course, now
you're in the middle of it.
Well, I'm not in the middle of it. They can kiss my ass, both of them. The husband and wife kissed my butt.
I mean, were they trying to fight you? The fact that he...
Oh, yeah, well, nobody just wanted to fight me.
No, I don't mean, like, literally fight you. I don't mean physically. I'm just, like, fight with you, the fact that...
They're mad!
That you called the cops?
The
guy hit a tree.
They were mad. You're exactly right. I had to originally... They weren't like, did you call? They asked me later. They go, I got to ask you, man. I go, yeah, I called. They're going, was it you? And I go, yeah, I'm the one that came out that night. Nobody else came out. It was weird. Nobody came out. And the houses are spread out, but I was like, yeah, it was me. It was, oh. So, yeah, man, I thought something was wrong, you know.
We'll see if you're okay.
Anyway, like, the other problem's your problem. The other problem's. Yeah, yeah. So once the police were getting you out of the car. And
so it became your fault in their eyes.
Yeah. So wow. Now they walk around salty around the, which I, again, real quickly, they can just kiss my ass every day I see him, husband and wife. Kiss my butt every time you see me. Like, you're mad about that. Mm. Hey, we got, I didn't say your name. You're lucky. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up here. Blake James going to join us coming up here. University of Miami athletic director, man. We got all kinds of stuff that's going on here this morning that we'll jump all over. But right now, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage Bank. Man, fixed-rate mortgages are in the threes. What? Fixed-rate mortgages are in the threes. Call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage Bank. Call, lock in these low fixed-rate mortgages. I mean, historically, these are as low as we've had. Get off the fence right now to cash out, pay off any credit card debt, stop paying rent. I'm telling you, now is a second chance for you to really get everything in order with these low rates. I'm telling you, right now is a great time with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage Bank. He's doing so many things. He gets people approved quickly. Poor credit, weak tax returns. You need somebody to take a second chance, finding ways to get you approved. He'll find creative ways. The guy's really, really good. And he and his staff are going to bust their hump to get you whatever you need done, man. He's been in business since 1994. Michael's got AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166-254. Call or text Michael Kotze today, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. Be the best call you made anywhere in South Florida. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage Bank, ready to help you right now.
This hour of the Joe Rose Show is brought to you by Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. Go where the pros go. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information.
You could win free fuel for a year in the Shell Great Gas Giveaway. Fuel Rewards members are automatically entered every time they purchase 8 gallons or more. And if you choose new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, you get 4 entries. So, it's time to fill up for a chance to win. Not a member? To join, download the app or go to fuelrewards.com/win. No purchase necessary. Promotion ends 9/1/19. See official rules at fuelrewards.com/win for how to enter by mail and all details.
With IKEA, you can send your kids off to college with a new Alex desk, setting them up for any scenario, like when the cafe...
But I didn't even see a lot of ACC baseball games this year. I didn't see UM play a lot of baseball. You just see a lot of...
ESPN3, you know, on like the internet or the digital version, okay. And that's about it. I mean, that's really where it came
and
down
to. And they had
a
good team, you know, nice bounce back here. I just, you don't see it, and yet the basketball was on all the time, so you could see that, so... And then the football games are huge,
obviously.
Huge, starting with the big game, Florida Gators, August 24th against the Miami Hurricane.
Someone just texted in, wrestlers make a lot of money. Yeah, college wrestling just makes a ton of money.
Oh, yeah, college wrestling. No, nobody makes money. I hate to break it to you.
It's football and basketball, that's it.
You can't say it at every school. I'm just talking about UM.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there are other schools where you get such big crowds, and there are. Like, I know it's not, but UM, I'm guessing outside of their basketball and their football, not making a lot on other sports.
No.
Just,
and the ACC network, that's what it'll be. A lot of those fringe type of sports that don't make money will be all over the ACC network.
No, but it's good. Like,
and it's good for
I don't mind. Like I said, I'd like to see more ACC track, especially, see, they've always had great sprinters down there, and see how that all goes. So anyway, we'll get into all that with Blake James in about 30 minutes from now. talked to him about this, and I know I was up there when they announced the ACC, ESPN was going to have an ACC network, and everybody up there at the ACC meetings for football were all fired up about this with the announcement from the commissioner and stuff. For
Mark Richt, all over ACC network.
14 and a half teams. So, you know, so they've got a real interesting one with revenue sharing with 14 and a half teams.
I like how you said that.
Yeah, yeah, man. I'm just.
It's so stupid. It really is.
I'm just like Notre Dame, man.
Well, just ask him in or out.
The AD commissioner, like, I well, they're not going to be out because, I mean, they're not going to be totally in because, Zach, they got a great package.
I know.
NBC is paying them a ton of money.
I wouldn't leave that NBC package. You're exclusively on NBC for football games.
It's only one
games.
Sport, by the way. It's just
football. That's it.
That's the one everybody wants.
But that's the moneymaker.
Everybody wants Notre Dame.
Of course.
We like Notre Dame.
Of course.
Everybody wants Notre Dame on their schedule because it's really good for business. Problem is they know and so does NBC, and they pay them. That'd be a hell of a sell, by the way, if you're Notre Dame. You're everybody's national. You're either on NBC's game, whoever you're playing, you're getting
your games are all big,
and they're always going to be, you know.
Yeah, but
really
I'm saying
good
as good
teams.
As they have been the last couple of years, where they're a top 10 or top 15 team going into all these big games, of course they're going to be the 8 p.m. game or that 3:30 major game. That's what they do, or on NBC at noon if it's not a great game or great matchup for them. But yeah, Notre Dame's not. They're not dumb. Take the money from NBC, take half the money for the ACC for basketball, and call it a day. As long as no one's putting pressure on them to pick one.
I don't even know what the check is that they get from the ACC. I know it's not a full share like the other 14 teams. That's why I call 14 and a half teams with what they're doing. And I guess they got to commit a certain amount of games to ACC, and they rotate. So they're still doing that, but they're still able to play their other games they like, right? Which USC
and
Stanford's on there.
Michigan's, you know, that's
on
there.
Yeah. And good move by them. Anyway, we've got Hollywood's headlines coming up. We've got all kinds of stuff. Does anybody care about Nadal and Federer, or am I the only one that's going to care about that on Thursday when I come in?
I mean, it is
of course
a
we're gonna care
huge
about
tennis
it.
Match, but yeah. It is going to be the morning after, you know. Game three of the NBA Finals.
I will say this, and I know, and this is selfishly I'm talking about tennis, but Nadal is 92-2 at the French Open. He's won 11 French Opens.
Is that good?
92-2 in matches.
It's a pretty good record.
Like, they're five-set matches. They're not like, they're not... This guy is 92-2 and looking like the way he's killing everybody right now, he's got a really good chance to make it 93-2 against Federer and then go on. And
you're going to be depressed if
Fed
loses?
Individually, it's one of the greatest things we've ever seen, the way he dominates on clay.
You don't have to apologize for wanting to watch Federer and Nadal. It's one of the best individual matchups we've ever had in any sport.
No, it's a good one. Djokovic has screwed it up a little bit because he's now dancing in there with those guys and actually probably better overall on all the different surfaces they play on, right? Anyway.
And you would cry if Roger won that tournament, right?
I'd be pretty fired up. Yes, I would.
Would you tear? Like
Can
you
I just tell
day?
You something? One of my best moments watching Federer win here.
Oh, that's cool.
And going, you cried for that one, right?
I don't cry when somebody wins, but I thought it was pretty cool that guy at 37 years old, when considering guys are turning pro at 18, 19, and 20, and all the people around the world that play it, that a guy is getting damn near 40 still winning tournaments is pretty...
It's pretty impressive.
Pretty good stuff, man. That's all.
That's cool to watch your guy, though.
You guys
in front of you? Yeah.
You guys trying to give me a
no,
hard,
I'm not. I feel good that you got to see your guy
time.
Win right in front of you here.
Radio.com. And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
All right, guys, obviously the NBA free agency stuff is starting to heat up now. We have a lot of Stephen A. Smith stuff. And we'll start it off with this here. He was talking yesterday on First Take about Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
And he seems to be pretty certain of where Kyrie's going to end up. Let's listen in.
Over the last several hours, I have learned that Kyrie Irving has given every indication to the Brooklyn Nets that that is where he wants to go, not the New York Knicks. As a result of Kyrie Irving, if indeed, because I don't know, I have not spoken to Kyrie Irving, have not spoken to Kevin Durant. Let me be very, very clear. Haven't spoken to Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris. I'm working. I haven't spoken to them. But understand something. It's very, very important. I need everybody to understand, because y'all all basketball fans, understand how the dominoes fall. Kyrie Irving, if indeed it is true, and we don't know that because we still got 30 days. If he decides to go to Brooklyn, KD ain't interested in going to Brooklyn. And as a result, the belief is that KD will either go to New York without him, convince him to come to New York, or settle for somebody like a Kemba Walker, or KD may decide to stay in Golden State. Whether or not he decides to go to Golden State, the belief is it's contingent on whether or not Golden State wins. If they win the finals, he leaves. If they lose, he stays.
That guy just put out 90 different scenarios. I could do that also.
At least we didn't hear the other idiot say anything that was going to be stupid about Steph Curry can't shoot or something.
You should have played the rest of that clip. Max said he's going to sign with Sacramento or he's going to go overseas, Kevin Durant.
It was.
He has been right on a lot of these, though, Stephen A. Like, he is pretty locked in.
Well, he just threw
out
nine scenarios. He's either going to Brooklyn or going to New York, or he's bringing Kemba, or he's going to cut. Like, I could have done that.
What would Knicks fans do at that point, though?
If they all sign
up
Brooklyn?
The ones who end up cleaning up here. That would be funny.
That'd be a punch in the gut.
Oh, punch in the gut.
I think that's a knockout punch, actually.
That's like a bunch of guys going to Clippers and blowing off LeBron with the Lakers.
Correct.
It's worse.
Knicks have had a lot of gut punches over the last few
years. Well, if you're talking about the two big winners in free agency in about a month and change from now, and it's the Clippers and the Nets and not the Knicks and the Lakers?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
So much for tradition and value and all the other things in the two top markets. And it used to be, remember we used to talk about advertising opportunities
for
stars.
LA and New York.
They're going, I don't need that anymore. I get paid. LeBron made more money than any of us in Cleveland. We don't need that. So that means
you're
nothing.
Signing for $200 million, you're not worried about advertising dollars so much.
Man, I saw with Kawhi. I don't know. I go back to this. I'm just... If you're happy and you're winning and you like the guys around you, seeing what Kawhi gets for that extra year to stay where he is compared to go somewhere else, make that all by the age of 32, another $191 million. Yeah. Hello, Toronto. I'm Kawhi Leonard. I'm your star player. What else you have for us?
All right, we go to Texas here for this story. This is a little bit of a gross one here. A Texas high school ref. Has been a football referee, has been suspended for the entire 2019 season. His name is Mike Atkinson for being recorded multiple times here using the N-word.
Like using the N-word, like out and about, just at sporting events? Or
so there's recordings of it.
Jeez.
And we're not going to play them. You do the math here and figure it out yourself. But the excuse that this guy uses is one of the most pathetic excuses. He goes on to say, I thought these were private conversations between friends. I promise you with my life, using the N-word by me is true, but I will promise you with my life, my wife's life, my kid's life, and everything I do, that the person who taped me also used that word.
What does that
that matters.
Yeah, that does it.
He says, we were back and forth. I understand what it sounds like, but I was baited into it.
Mm. Yeah, you should just shut up and go away at that
point.
Maybe
look at the quotes. He obviously wasn't.
Yeah, don't try to justify it.
You can't justify that.
No, just in case the hole wasn't deep enough, guys.
Yeah.
He goes on to say,
gosh.
It continues, I'm a jokester. I like to listen to things. I watch black entertainment television all the time because I think it's hilarious. I may have picked up something. I don't know.
Yeah.
The race
really? Bug. You picked up the race bug. How is it?
Good God.
That's bad. He's done.
He blamed BET.
Yeah, that's it.
Or I don't know if he used that as his out. Maybe it's like I'm cool, like I watch BET. So
yeah, like
cool.
I wouldn't use that word in a bad you know way. Yeah,
I
watch
I have a
BET.
Black friend, so I mean, I watch BET.
That's my
so
favorite.
It's all good, right?
When the racist guy gets called out and he's like, "Hey, listen, I've got four black friends."
Yeah,
like you count your friends, huh?
Right.
We have racist. Too many of these losers running around these days.
Right.
Good. All right. What else we got here today? Yeah, that's bad.
All right. We go to the Browns next, and a guy from down here, Duke Johnson, is looking for a trade. A little busy there. In Cleveland. So Duke is looking for a trade. Now, Freddie Kitchens was asked about this yesterday, and he had some interesting comments here on Duke Johnson's trade request.
Listen, we don't care about all that. You know, Duke has to be able to voice what he feels, all right? And as long as it doesn't affect our team, whatever he wants to say, he says. But, you know, like I've said this numerous times, no disrespect to you guys, but the media creating something more than it just was just a comment. He wants to be traded, you know? I want to win the lottery, all right? So it doesn't matter. He's a Cleveland Brown. He's under contract. He's going to be used to the best of his ability and what benefits the team, and that's what we're going with. As far as the media-driven controversies, there's no controversy on our team, and that's the only ones that matter.
Huh.
I want to win the lottery also.
Brand new situation. First-time head coach finding out one of his players wants to be traded.
You always blame the media.
Yep.
Always easy. Go back.
It's a media-driven controversy.
Yeah, it's easy.
If anybody on any team that's a good player in any sport says they want to be traded, it's going to be a big story, especially in that town or city. It is going to be a huge story. I want to be traded. I don't think I fit in. I don't like what my role is, especially when you guys get another guy back in 8 weeks into the season.
You know what the best part of this thing with the Browns is? I told you, I think Zach told you too, that there is potential for that thing to go nuclear here this year and just completely melt down.
Sure. They lose.
It's maybe starting here.
You're either with us or you're against us. Did you hear that yesterday?
Basically, Baker said that, yeah.
Well, there's too many mouths to feed over there right now. Like, I understand why Duke wants out.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think he's real excited. Around. He's looking down and he's going, ooh, my role, and especially in the second half of the season, doesn't look real good. There's only one football. I could be getting, if we go to dinner, I could be getting scraps here. It's not good.
Scraps would be nice. That team.
All right, and then one more thing here. Do you you recall the story? I think it was yesterday. We had the high school principal who left the field trip to go to the strip club and got arrested. So we had another high school-related arrest here. This time, it's a DJ who was arrested at a Kentucky high school's project graduation. He was arrested after authorities say he was drunk at the event.
Ooh, that's not good.
Man, you're going to DJ a high school
Deputies
prom.
Say the guy admitted to law enforcement he was drinking vodka during the event, and they found it in a sports drink bottle. So presumably he was drinking vodka and Gatorade.
Not my favorite mix.
There. And he also had the weed pen with him as well.
Yeah, well, you might as well.
The high school project graduation event.
I mean, if you're going to be drinking Gatorade and vodka, you might as well have the pen also.
We get some amazing stories on dumbasses out there that do some really, really stupid stuff.
I mean, did he think he's not going to get caught stinking like booze?
I just like the Gatorade and vodka thing. That's
By the way,
smart.
Tell me that vodka isn't one of the first things you can smell on a guy.
Of course. It's like rubbing alcohol. Of course you smell that.
So I told you guys my story, and the guy might be listening right now. So had a guy in my neighborhood, and he passes out and hits a tree or whatever. He said he was reaching down to get his keys or whatever happened.
Yeah, because
so
keys,
anyway,
keys,
I ended up getting tied up in court for a long time. It was a real pain in the butt. I literally was home between shows. So a guy hits a tree across the street, and I look out my window of my office. I'm home between shows at NBC a couple years ago. So I go running out. I think I'm okay legally to talk about this because I think everything got settled. I had to go to court a few times, and it got ugly. Now the guy doesn't talk to me. His wife hates me and the whole deal. So in my neighborhood. Couldn't make all this up, by the way, for anybody who lives in the neighborhood.
Fantastic situation.
So anyway, I look out, and I see this guy has hit this tree across the street square about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. So I go running out, right? Yukon. Big Yukon. And he squares off. So I go running outside. And, music and everything. I go running over. And I go, hey, man, are you okay? And he was kind of stunned still. And the smell.
Right away.
Heard the smell. So first thing I do is, he's okay. He's not getting out, but I can see he's okay. So I call the police, said, hey, man, this guy, can we, you know, he needs some help out here.
He just hit a tree.
He hit a tree.
Yeah.
Nobody asked me at that point, you know, is he drinking? And they just, is he okay? I go, I think he's okay, but he hit this tree, but he may need some help. So, you know, they get out there. Here come the Davie police. They come flying out, the ambulances. And I mean, we got one of the biggest show we've ever had in that little development. So they come out, and he gets out. And I go back and check on him while I'm waiting, you know, make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
He still hadn't gotten out.
He's
just sitting there. Now, I didn't know the guy. I don't know a lot of neighbors. He's in the back of this place, and I didn't know him. But anyway, I said, you know, and so we go through this whole thing, and yeah, but it's a powerful smell.
Yeah, it is.
Because later, the attorney, when I had to go to court now, because they're fighting it now, right? He just had his head down. He wasn't doing this or that.
Mm.
And I said, listen, man, I told his attorney. Now, they're nailing me, too. Like, I'm showing up because I have to be at this thing. And now I got this guy, his attorney, just like, well, Mr. Rose, so do you know smells of stuff? And I go, look, I may not know a lot, but I know liquor. And I know vodka. I smelled a lot of vodka.
Mm.
You know?
I think I had a tree.
Well, you know, it's not. And so I ended up getting in the middle of this thing, went on for months. I had to leave work. I had to miss a morning of work to go to this thing because, you know, you're fighting DWI, DUI, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, of course.
Everything else. But yeah, and of course, now
you're in the middle of it.
Well, I'm not in the middle of it. They can kiss my ass, both of them. The husband and wife kissed my butt.
I mean, were they trying to fight you? The fact that he.
Oh, yeah, well, nobody wanted to fight me.
No, I don't mean like literally fight you. I don't mean physically. I'm just like fight with you the fact that.
They're mad.
That you called the cops?
The
guy hit a tree.
They were mad. You're exactly right. I had to originally. They weren't like, did you call? They asked me later. They go, I got to ask you, man. I go, yeah, I called. They're going, was it you? And I go, yeah, I'm the one that came out that night. Nobody else came out. It was weird. Nobody came out. Mm-hmm. And the houses are spread out, but I was like, yeah, it was me. He goes, oh. So, yeah, man, I thought something was wrong, you know.
We'll see if you're okay.
Anyway, like the other problem's your problem. The other problem's.
Yeah, yeah.
So once the police were getting you out of the car. And
so it became your fault in their eyes.
Yeah. So
wow.
now they walk around salty around the. Which I, again, real quickly, they can just kiss my ass every day I see him, husband and wife. Kiss my butt every time you see me. Like you're mad about that. Mm. Hey, we got, I didn't say your name. You're lucky. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up here. Blake James going to join us coming up here. University of Miami Athletic Director. Man, we got all kinds of stuff that's going on here this morning that we'll jump all over.
Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.